carrying water for the abortion industry. 16 state attorneys general seek to quash compassionate care for women. By Heartbeat International, sponsored, on December 12, 2023. The following content is sponsored by Heartbeat International. The top law enforcement officers from 16 U.S. states used their offices to do the bidding of the abortion lobby by taking a shot at the centers that provide women in need with compassionate care and alternatives to abortion. Led by California Attorney General Rob Bonta, the attorneys general from blue abortion-friendly states released an open letter in early November falsely claiming that pregnancy centers are deceptive and harmful to women and denouncing the fact the centers do not refer clients for abortion. The 16 abortion state AGs voiced support for Yelp, the social media review company that is being sued by the state of Texas for alleged discrimination against pregnancy centers owing to Yelp's contentious labeling of pregnancy centers. Yelp's actions and those of the AGs with their letter are efforts to undercut the credibility of pregnancy help organizations and marginalize them to render them ineffective as life-affirming alternatives to abortion. This is obvious in the case of the 16 AGs and their letter, given their 40-plus sources are largely abortion-affirmative entities. The attempted branding by abortion proponents of pregnancy help centers and medical clinics as fake clinics and other assorted disparagements has gone on for years. But this has ramped up since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade with the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision in 2022. Rampant falsehoods about pregnancy centers prompted Heartbeat International to establish the Pregnancy Center Truth website years ago to provide factual rebuttals to the pro-abortion untruths. Heartbeat International is the largest network of pregnancy help in the U.S. and internationally, with a 50-plus year history of supporting women and families through pregnancy help. The fabricated claims about pregnancy help organizations in the AG's letter are time-worn abortion industry talking points and nothing new, and they could not be further from the truth. One need only look to stories of women like Crystal, who, like many women, thought at first when facing an unexpected pregnancy that she had no alternative but abortion. And like many women in this scenario, she went to Planned Parenthood for an abortion. There wasn't much empathy in the room, Crystal said of her experience with the nation's largest abortion provider. So, I took the first pill and she asked to look under my tongue to make sure that I swallowed it. Crystal had immediate regret upon taking the first abortion pill, and after finding the 24/7 hotline for the Abortion Pill Rescue Network managed by Heartbeat International, she was blessed to successfully reverse her chemical abortion and give birth to a beautiful baby boy, Leo, in April 2022. Crystal got neither comfort nor empathy from Planned Parenthood. In contrast, Crystal gave credit to pregnancy help centers for being there for women like her. Crystal said she made her decision to pursue reversal of her abortion and receive pregnancy help because of the support she knew she would have from the pregnancy center. Every woman should be loved and supported in her pregnancy, and pregnancy help centers continue to help women access alternatives to abortion typically at no cost. Additionally, pregnancy help clients continuously give pregnancy centers an incredibly high satisfaction rating. The findings in a 2019 national study of more than 2,000 pregnancy centers by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, CLI, show that on average 99% of clients reported having had a positive experience at their pregnancy center. The report also notes, this astronomically high satisfaction rate is unheard of in most American businesses. In 2018, Forbes, using the American Customer Satisfaction Index, found Chick-fil-A to be the highest-rated business for customer satisfaction with a rating of 86.0. The services provided by pregnancy help organizations are myriad. They include pregnancy testing, options consultation. This includes education on parenting, adoption, child raising, and abortion, medical services, early obstetrical ultrasounds, medical exams, STD testing and treatment, prenatal education, material assistance, sexual risk avoidance education, after abortion recovery support, referrals for medical care, and information on crucial community and public health resources. The care provided by pregnancy help organizations is delivered by trained workers and licensed professionals, with a holistic approach that integrates each client's emotional, social, mental, physical, and spiritual health. while no temporal value can be placed on a human life. A simple glimpse at the fiscal impact that pregnancy help organizations have in their work of saving and impacting lives also shows the good that these centers do. In 2019 alone at centers in the U.S., almost 2 million people received assorted services valued at roughly $270 million, again, nearly always at no cost to the recipient. The 16 abortion state AGs behind the October letter are in the minority with their contempt for pregnancy centers. This is because between 2010 and 2017 alone, 21 other U.S. states passed more than 24 legislative commendations of pregnancy help centers. Unfortunately, these AGs are ignoring a woman's choice to choose life in favor of supporting abortion profits. Despite these pro-abortion efforts, Heartbeat International continues to fight for women and children like Crystal and Leo by working to provide women with true care and support. Please click here to learn how you can help Heartbeat International serve women and families in need.